Leftist Australian government rejects growing demands for a national probe into anti-Semitism. By Simon Kent on December 29, 2025. Families of the victims of Australia's Bondi Beach massacre have been told there will be no national inquiry into anti-Semitism and possible failures in policing, intelligence and policy that preceded the deadly attack. 17 families urged left-wing Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in an open letter to immediately establish a Commonwealth Royal Commission into the rapid rise of anti-Semitism in Australia and examine law enforcement, intelligence, and policy failures that led to the Bondi Beach massacre, AFP reports. "We demand answers and solutions," they wrote. "We need to know why clear warning signs were ignored, how anti-Semitic hatred and Islamic extremism were allowed to dangerously grow unchecked, and what changes must be made to protect all Australians going forward." Albanese has rejected all calls for a federal inquiry via a royal commission, citing a need for urgent action rather than waiting years for answers. An Australian royal commission has broad, coercive powers to gather evidence and information, which are often greater than those of a judge in a standard court case. The commission can compel individuals to appear before it to give evidence, either publicly or in private, and witnesses are typically required to swear an oath or make an affirmation to tell the truth. All that is seen as a diversion by Albanese, who is looking to start his own inquiry outside those strict, all-encompassing parameters, headed instead by a retired bureaucrat. "We need to get on with any changes that are required," he told reporters Monday, again rejecting allegations of growing anti-Semitism across Australia on his watch. Following the attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he had sent a letter to Albanese in August, accusing the leftist leader of pouring fuel on this anti-Semitic fire by recognizing Palestine as a state. "It encourages the Jew hatred now stalking your streets. Anti-Semitism is a cancer. It spreads when leaders stay silent, it retreats when leaders act. I call upon you to replace weakness with action, appeasement with resolve," Netanyahu said, he wrote. Meanwhile, Canberra is focusing on reforms to gun ownership and hate speech laws, as well as the review of police and intelligence services. But the families of those killed said that response is not nearly enough, according to the AFP report. "We have lost parents, spouses, children, and grandparents. Our loved ones were celebrating Hanukkah at Bondi Beach, a festival of light and joy, in an iconic public space that should have been safe," the letter said. "You owe us answers. You owe us accountability. And you owe Australians the truth." The families said the rise of anti-Semitism was a national crisis, adding the threat was not going away. "We need strong action now. We need leadership now. You cannot bring back our loved ones. But with a well-led Commonwealth Royal Commission and strong action, you may be able to save many more." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.